The past year has seen more than its fair share of populist anger, but author Emma Straub doesn't care. She still likes to read books about that lucky 1%. She recommends three of them for our series, Three Books.
Surely I am not the only one who has harbored secret dreams of being an heiress. But the satisfying truth is that these individuals are rarely perfect. The lives of heiresses are complicated matters, which of course means that they provide excellent material for books. The Sisters, Mary Lovell's biography of the Midford Sisters, is the perfect entry point for the reader who has always longed to know what it's really like on the other side of a great house's walls. Jessica and Nancy became novelists, Unity became a Nazi, Diana went to prison, Pam left the society life for a more rural one, and Deborah became a duchess, to this day successfully running a grand estate. Great Granny Webster by Caroline Blackwood is a razor blade of a novel that tells the story of a young woman's relationship with her frosty and bitter great granny. The titular relation is rich, stingy, and prefers her freezing cold house perfectly silent, too. That the book is autobiographically based makes the wickedness all the more startling, and Blackwood's witty sense of humor all the more impressive. Of course, there are heiresses on this side of the pond, too. Rosamond Bernier was born in Philadelphia. Her father was American, her mother English, and she was raised by French governesses because they were the best. Her Polaroid-style memoir, Some of My Lives, paints her as the well-dressed and charming Zelig of the 20th-century art and music worlds. Reading the book, it's not hard to see why Bernier made such a good impression. She comes off as both plucky and kind, and if the corners have been sanded a bit, who would argue with her? So did the books break me of my habit and leave me content with my world full as it is of blue jeans and takeout containers? Of course not. Instead, they give me hope that I will someday have a house full of antiques and salty relations and artists begging to paint my portrait. I don't see why it couldn't happen. Do you?
Emma Straub is the author of the new book, Other People We Married. You can find more three-book suggestions at the book section of our website, npr.org.
This is NPR News.